for the White House.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. But the Trump-Ukraine phone call worried him. And this morning, he'll take those worries to the Capitol. The next witness in the impeachment inquiry, Fox's John Decker, live at the White House.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council, listened in on the July phone call between the president and Ukraine President Zelensky. In his prepared opening statement, Vindman says he believed if Ukraine pursued an investigation into the energy company where Joe Biden's son sat on the board, Ukraine would lose bipartisan support, and the investigation would undermine all U.S. national security. Vindman, who will be the first current White House official to testify, is expected to tell lawmakers that he did not think it was proper to demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen. Dave?
John, a few minutes ago, the president tweeted, "Why are people that I've never even heard of testifying about the call?" He said, read the transcript. Ukraine said no pressure. On Thursday, Democrats will vote to do what Republicans had demanded, make the inquiry more formal, setting up rules. But GOP Congressman Jim Jordan just told Fox,
"Even if they tried to change something and give it a little bit of due process, we're all still going to vote against this because this is such a sham, and it's been such a sham from the beginning."
There's some hope in Sonoma County, California, battling a 116-square-mile wildfire that's burned down 57 homes.
The firefighters have managed to finally get some line around this stubborn blaze. They now have it 15% contained and hope to boost that containment number even more today because they say fire conditions have shifted in their favor.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Santa Rosa. Another fire near L.A. has burned down 8 homes. Windier conditions could lead, though, to the power being cut to more than a million people to prevent more fires. If you have kids, you may not be surprised by this. A new survey shows the number of children watching videos online every day has more than doubled, in some cases replacing TV. Common Sense Media says the average 8 to 12-year-old spends nearly 5 hours a day with entertainment on their digital devices, more than 7 hours a day for teens. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
2 days after the U.S. raid that led to the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, Marsha Muller reacts. Her daughter Kayla was a Christian missionary captured in Syria in 2013, allegedly raped and tortured by al-Baghdadi, then killed 18 months later. Her body has never been found.
I'm just searching for Kayla. I was glad that he blew himself up, that no one killed him from our side. That's about all I can say, and I was devastated about the 3 children with him.
A military operation was named in Kayla Muller's honor. A police officer in Denton, Texas, is in critical condition and needed surgery after being shot at a traffic stop early this morning.
Backup officers at the scene were there, returned fire, and the suspects fled the scene. And the officer was transported to the hospital.
Assistant Denton Police Chief Bobby Smith, the 2 people in the car were tracked down later and taken into custody after a chase. Both also had gunshot wounds. This the day after a suspected killer who shot up a Halloween party was finally found in Texas.
Hunt County Sheriff Randy Meeks announced the arrest of Brandon Ray Gonzalez.
Taken into custody this morning and charged with capital murder of multiple persons.
He was arraigned and had his bond set at $1 million. Gonzalez is accused of killing 2 people at the party held during homecoming week at Texas A&M Commerce. 12 others were hurt or wounded fleeing the danger. Sheriff Meek says they don't have a motive, but as far as the people shot,
maybe the first person seemed to be a target, and then the rest seemed to just be at random.
The sheriff says Gonzalez is cooperating, but has not admitted to being the shooter. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down the day after the S&P 500 hit a record high. On Monday Night Football, Miami lost again, so the Dolphins remain winless. The Pittsburgh Steelers beat them 27-14. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. October 29, ESPN 93.5. Local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional. With a two-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Art Theater is closing its doors on Halloween. The News Gazette said in a letter to friends and community partners, Art Film Foundation Interim Executive Director Rhiannon Bativa said emergency funds helped with discrete one-time needs, but unfortunately the film industry is changing and they will face systemic changes that show no signs of abating. The theater opened as the Park Theater in 1913. It became Art Theater in 1958. The city of Champaign has once again gotten the highest rating possible from two financial industry leaders. In its most recent report, Fitch Ratings affirmed the city's AAA bond rating with a stable outlook. An Illinois lawmaker faces a federal public corruption charge. 65-year-old Luis Arroyo is in trouble. He appeared in federal court in Chicago on Monday. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Check your weather, feeling a little colder. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. With two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Dark and cold.
I know, and the time changes this weekend.
Yeah, we need it.
Take note of that. High 47 today, 37 our low tonight with the cloudy and kind of misty conditions this morning. We've got some rain in the forecast and a high 43 tomorrow, down to around 34. On Halloween, we've got rain slash snow slash wind in the forecast. High 37, low 24. We're currently at 37 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, good to have you along on this Tuesday morning. We've got Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, that'll be coming up later on this hour. We'll call him if you have any pet questions. You can always text him in at 359-2255. But, yeah, this Saturday night you'll fall back an hour, which will be cool. But then again, it'll be dark at 5. It was 6:20 last night. I was walking out with one of the dogs, and it was like, okay, so next week at this time it'll be 5:20, pitch dark. That's the whole summer solstice earth tilt. If you look at what happens in the winter, that's how we do it. We fade away from the sun right now, this part of the world. Okay, so what now? Al-Baghdadi is dead. Back-to-back U.S. operations over this past weekend lead to the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The killing of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is a U.S. raid in northwestern Syria Saturday night is a blow against the terrorist organization. But what now?
They've been looking for him for a long time. They've been looking for him for many years. He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's dead.
That's the president yesterday in Chicago. Foreign policy expert, co-founder of the Media Line, Michael Friedson. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You're based in Jerusalem?
Yes, sir.
How was your lunch?
Thank you. I haven't had it. We've been doing this all day. it's a different perspective over here. It's interesting. The Media Line is an American news agency specializing in the Middle East. So we're following how America impacts here.
Mm.
And it's interesting to watch.
Well, I tell you, when it comes to media, and as you know, Michael, I mean, there's a lot of talk about media, particularly over the last 3 years, and how this president has been covered. Certainly, objectively, this is a positive thing for law-abiding people and people that want to live their life and love people and try and do the right things. This was a very bad man. I think we should all be grateful justice was served on him, shouldn't we?
Well, I certainly agree with that. It was a brilliant mission. The American Armed Forces carried it out professionally, perfectly technically. It was just the kind of thing that they'll be studying at West Point for a very long time. I think the Kurds show tremendous professionalism, tremendous courage. The fact that they were pretty much thrown under the bus and put that aside to make this mission happen and contribute the intelligence they did is nothing short of amazing. So a lot of good things came out of it. The only thing I don't believe came out of it is an end to ISIS.
Yeah, well, I think, and I remember 9/11. I don't know where you were, but I was on the radio, and it was just obviously devastating for all of us. And I remember at the time saying, the only way this is ever going to work is to keep it tamped down. It's never going to go away. I mean, it's going to be a part of our lexicon forever. And I think that's what we have here. The best you can do is keep it tamped down, do you think?
Well, I'm covering a society over here where that's exactly what is the way people live. This kind of operation is more frequently done by the Israeli military. We cover the Israelis, we cover the Palestinians, we cover the entire region. But to be vigilant is absolutely the order of the day. To think that ISIS has been destroyed, even the last two guys, it's just not the case. Abadat wasn't really that much in terms of hands-on recently. He's too busy hiding, too busy keeping anything electronic any way he could have communicated out. He was afraid would bring people to him, so he didn't use it. So he wasn't doing what he normally did. But he established something that no other terrorist organization had done. He had this global reach. He was able to reach into the hearts and minds of people who are already teetering on the edge, and he was able to push them over into murder and mayhem. But that message stays. It's still there, and it's still lethal and violent, and it's something we have to really be prepared for.
Michael, how do we talk to people who want you dead? I mean, in the case of Israel, you know, Iran has already stated, their former president said, the eradication, the elimination of. I mean, such incredible language. How do you even talk about that? How do you deal with somebody that there's no real negotiation about land? It just, they want you gone.
Yeah, well, that's the crux of the issue here. There are positive things coming up. And, you know, if you look at the relationship that's beginning to develop between the predominantly Sunni countries and Israel, that's a positive. It's beginning to appear that the predominantly Sunni Arab nations have decided that hating Israel isn't as important as having Israel fight side by side with them if they have the big one against Iran. So maybe it's motivated for questionable reasons, but in the end, it's potentially, and I'm stressing the word potentially, it's potentially a good thing.
Well, but the Sunni would be infidels, correct, from other Muslims, and they want them dead too, right? I mean, that, is that how that works?
Well, you can't change being an infidel unless you join them completely.
Yeah.
And that's something that you just have to be realistic about.
Michael Friedson's in Jerusalem this morning. The Media Line is what you've done. Co-founded with, what was it, were your wife? You guys co-founded this 20 years ago?
Every man says he works for his wife. I honestly do. She's the boss.
That's awesome.
She founded the agency, and I'm just thrilled that she did because I love working with it, and it's exciting to be over here. If you could be in the news business, this is a heck of a place to be.
Well, Media Line is, how do people connect with you? How do they read you?
The Media Line. Don't forget the MediaLine.org. And you can sign up for a daily blast we send out that doesn't cost anything and gives you the heads up for what's happened throughout the region every day. And the website is just filled with really a lot of great stuff.
Yeah.
Medialine.org.
We're looking for good journalism these days, Michael. Thank you for your work over there. Stay safe, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Anytime. Just let us know.
Michael Friedson is his name, the Media Line. He said .com,
.org,
themedialine.org. 7:15, ESPN 93.5. We jump to our morning sports headlines. Diane.
Pittsburgh beat Miami. No surprise. I don't think the Dolphins have a win yet.
No, they're 0-8.
Yeah. 27-14 was the final yesterday. On to the NBA. Detroit over the Pacers, 96-94. Knicks over the Bulls, 105-98. An exhibition game from our Illini against Lewis. Seems like yesterday you mentioned some tickets today.
Yeah, we'll do that again today. We'll do 4 tickets to the Lewis, Illinois basketball exhibition. First look at Io and the team.
Awesome.
And then I'll give 4 tickets to the Illinois Rutgers game, which is suddenly interesting.
Yes, it is. That could be the streak.
Well,
and right now we're
20-point favorites. If it's 2:30 kickoff. And then the next week, Michigan State's been announced as a 2:30 kickoff.
Okay.
That's at East Lansing, taking on those Spartans up there. That'll be 2 weeks in a row. We're mid-afternoon game.
Huh? I've been talking to the folks organizing the Dad's Day festivities. There's a concert on Saturday night, an a cappella show, and then a 5K at the Arboretum, which is off Florida and Lincoln, on Sunday morning. So if you want to join me out there, I'll have the radio van and making announcements, thanking the sponsors. You can sign up now at IlliniDads.com. Illini Dads Association, been around since 1922.
Wow.
So we have NHL action tonight. The Blackhawks are at Nashville. David Ross officially announced by Theo Epstein. I saw some clips from the, you know, press and the media, and talked about winning and what it'll look like and how he has his own ideas. He's not necessarily a yes man.
Okay, well, that's good to know, David. Thank you for that. As he looked at Theo and said, is that okay to say?
This is Theo saying that.
That yeah. David's not a yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then Theo looked at David and said, I said it, okay?
And they winked.
So now, yeah, lay off me.
Okay. And, of course, we've got Houston hosting the Nationals tonight. Steven Strasburg on the mound for Washington, and the Astros using Justin Verlander. Astros are up 3-2. Game starts 7:07 in that World Series.
Well, I'll tell you, too, I don't know what will happen. David Ross might go 162-0 with the Cubs, for all I know. I know nothing.
Wouldn't that be nice?
But I'm not as nearly as afraid of the Cubs as I was with Joe Maddon. I think Joe Maddon is special. He had the best record in baseball in 5 years with the Cubs, and he's gone.
And that's when they gave him some liberty to do things like a pajama party with the team.
Well, it's just a different
style. They're in the dumps.
I think Theo's going to be very involved, and that's the point. You put somebody in there that'll kind of say, hey, David, I'll give you an opportunity. I want to work closely with you, and let's see how it goes. And David's going to say, well, I already work for him now. I'm not going to work to the dugout. That's cool. We're good. I'm going to get a lot of money. That's cool. If you want to help me, that's great. He doesn't know how to manage. He doesn't manage anything. So they'll put people in the dugout that have, so it can help him with, you know, pitchers and double switches and things like that.
Okay.
I'm sure he knows about, but he hasn't run a team. So, I'm sure he'll be fine. But Joe Maddon, to me, was like, when they hired Joe Maddon in 2015, I said, uh-oh. Look out. They hired themselves a manager.
He managed to get the guys out of the dumps and keep them motivated. And then that last year, it's like they were telling, don't talk to the media. And
it was just, they got
tightening things up.
In my opinion, and Cub fans know way better than me, it got weird when the Cubs, a season ago, kind of fell apart in the last week. And the whole culture changed from the standpoint of Theo Epstein on down. He changed. The feeling changed. The whole thing wasn't the same. It got weird. And then the last few weeks, they happened to lose Rizzo and Baez and Bryant. And somehow he's a bad manager. Well, if you lose a third of your team and the stars of the team, you're not going to be as good.
Yeah.
Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois, visit GerberCollision.com. Call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Clouds in a high 47, 37 our low tonight. Chance of precipitation bumps up to 90% tomorrow. High 43, low 34, 37 the high on Halloween. Windy, gusts up to 22 miles per hour, down to 24 in the evening, where the precipitation could turn to snow. So if you're trick-or-treating between six and eight. Bundle up.
I mean, get your snow pants on.
Exactly.
All right.
I know you're Pocahontas, but layer up. We've got a high of 37, right? Or a temperature of 37.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provida Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provida Financial Group, LLC.com at 720.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Both Merck and Pfizer are reporting stronger than expected summer quarters. Alphabet, parent company of Google, reported a mixed quarter. It's taking in more money from advertising, but it's spending on improving its business. Shoemaker Steve Madden is reporting stronger sales in the summer quarter, and it's raising its quarterly dividend effective in December. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg answers questions from the Senate Transportation Committee today. Lawmakers want to know how the 737 MAX jet was certified. You may see some discounts in grocery stores to get you to try plant-based Beyond Meat products. The vegan protein company says it'll offer more discounts and promotions as it faces competition from other companies. It reported its first ever profit in the summer quarter, and it's raising expectations for the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
GameDayspirit.com, and you'll be pleased. ESPN 93.5, our friend from the Deseret News, Boyd Matheson, coming up at the bottom of the hour. 359-2255, you are always welcome to text us. Our offer today will be later at 5:30. We'll give you a chance to go to GoSteever.com. And, boy, will they be lining up to win $25 at Curtis Orchard.
Curtis Orchard is so amazing. I was at the Flying Monkey Cafe. By the way, they're staying open until December 23rd with the lunch between 11 and 2. And, actually, if you have a Unit 7 ID or Unit 4 ID, that you can have lunch with a discount at Curtis Orchard. So that's another thing they're implementing through the rest of the season.
So December 23, their Flying Monkey Cafe open at Curtis Orchard through December 23rd. This $25 for me would go toward a pie or two.
Well, and the comfort food. I had just a cup of au gratin potatoes.
This stuff's homemade.
I know.
Anyway, 5:30, you have to be part of Go Steever. You just go to GoSteever.com. If you have a username and password, then you're in.
Yep.
And you can get all your details. But if you're not in Go Steever, you can't win. Now, at 5:30, it'll light up. And I don't know what we have, 20 of them, certificates. But here's a change coming. It's going to change a little bit on us because of the overwhelming response. It's not going to say accept anymore. It'll say interested in. But everybody can click it, and then we'll do a random.
Okay, good.
Otherwise, our stuff is going away, folks.
Within seconds.
Seconds.
Yeah.
So it's just, and it's getting frustrating because I go on, log on, to just make sure everything's working. I can't even see the offer anymore. It's just we're getting so inundated with you, which is outstanding, but we want to try and give everybody a shot and the satisfaction of clicking something and knowing you have a chance at it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll open it up a little bit. And we've got some other things that are pretty exciting in the hopper as well.
Thanks again to Curtis Orchard for being part of the fall displays at our trick-or-treating with the stars. That was a huge success on Sunday. I just got a text into 359-2255. I don't think the last week of the Cubs season had anything to do with Joe Madden leaving. There was a power struggle between Joe and Theo. I don't think Joe Madden was going to cave into Theo Epstein's wishes. You're right, Stevie. We lost a great manager.
Well, and I think it wasn't the end of this year. It was the end of last year.
Oh, yeah.
When Milwaukee came from nowhere and beat the Cubs a bunch at the end, and it just changed. The whole thing changed, and I thought they overreacted. I really did. I thought Theo Epstein overreacted, and it just wasn't the same good feeling. Then the Cubbies had a lot of injuries. They weren't very good in the bullpen. Then they got the guy, Kimbrel, late, and then he got hurt a couple of times. He hadn't gone through spring training. Anyway, Joe Madden, I think, is a sensational manager, and the players love him. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes, and maybe they'll be better. I don't know. I just know that the Cubbies felt with this group, they should have won maybe two World Series. They won one pretty hard, pretty tough to win a World Series. But they got their World Series. I think some thought they probably ought to win another with this bunch because they're so good.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Thanks for your comments, Gary.
Yeah, appreciate your text in, 359-2255. These wildfires are so devastating. If you've seen any of the video, there's just not a darn thing you can do. everything is a tinderbox, and they're having tornadic winds.
I know.
The fire will fly from treetop to treetop, and all you can do is evacuate and hope your insurance covers it.
Well, and I feel bad that the power has to go out for so many people.
Well, they think that's what starts the fires.
I know.
And when you're that dry, and you can get in, dig deep if you want, about environmental blocks over the last 30 years about allowing irrigation and some of the things, but through environmental concerns, they stopped doing all of that. There's a whole thesis in that stuff. But, you know, why is it always so dry? It's just constant. Every year you're dealing with devastation and wildfires in this great state of California. So they've got some real, real issues with this stuff just continuing to just blaze away. And if you've seen the video, it's just devastating. Okay, Donald Trump, we're back to the impeachment. And it's just, for me, here's my perspective. I don't know what Donald Trump has done in and out, but if you're going to impeach him for what I've seen, if you're going to impeach Donald Trump, I think every president we've ever had would be impeached for something. If you want to dig that deep in the weeds, the reason he's going through all this, in my opinion, is people just hate him. Mm-hmm. They just can't stand his personality.
That's right.
His bombastic nature.
That's right.
His poke the bear.
Mm-hmm.
His back at you. His language. His demeanor. But if we start impeaching because we don't like somebody, that's a terrible precedent.
That's right.
You can vote him out of office next November. And that's what ought to happen. But I just don't think they can chance it because they're afraid he's going to win.
In the end, he's the leader of our country.
And you just vote a guy out. That's what you do. You don't get a laundry list and just throw it against the wall and whatever sticks, get him. They've done that. How many things has there been? 10? And there apparently isn't anything I've seen. But boy, they got to get them, and they do not trust their list of candidates on the Democratic side. So I believe they think impeachment's the only way. And we'll see. What does Boyd Matheson think? We'll call him in Salt Lake City bright and early next. ESPN 93.5, feel free to text in.
Yeah, 359-2255.
It is 7:30, ESPN 93.5. Let's check your Fox News update.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A current White House official meets today with House committees looking into President Trump's impeachment.
Lawmakers will hear from Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a Ukrainian expert on the National Security Council. He's expected to tell lawmakers he had serious concerns about President Trump's call with Ukraine's leader and that he was worried the conversation could undermine U.S. national security.
Fox's Mark Meredith. The largest of the wildfires burning in California, the Kincade Fire in the north, has grown. It's slightly more contained.
Today's wind forecast for that area isn't helping either. There could be gusts of up to 50 miles an hour by this afternoon. Much of the Getty Fire in the southern part of the state has been knocked down to hot spots, but those could flare up with Santa Ana wind gusts that are expected this evening. Another round of safety utility shutoffs by Pacific Gas and Electric are also expected today and could affect 1.5 million people.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, nearly 200,000 Californians are under evacuation orders. America's listening to Fox News.
Local news now brought to you by Family Dollar. Sign up for smart coupons at familydollar.com or on Family Dollar app, the Family Dollar app, and you can save more.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The city of Champaign has once again gotten the highest rating possible from two financial industry leaders. In its most recent report, Fitch Ratings affirmed the city's AAA bond rating with a stable outlook. The city's debt also carries a AAA rating with a stable outlook from Moody's Investor Services. This is the sixth straight year the city has been rated AAA by both rating agencies. Thursday is the closing date for the Charter Fitness Center in Lincoln Square Mall. The News Gazette says gym memberships will be transferred to Fitness Premier at 2414 Galen Drive C. The gym is closing because Fitness Premier made an offer on their membership base. Fitness Premier opened in the site of a Charter Fitness. The approximately 8 employees of Charter Fitness can reapply for jobs at Fitness Premier. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Make Family Dollar the destination for all your Halloween party needs. With great deals like select 2-liter Crush or Schweppes Ginger Ale Soda, 3 for $3. And Red Baron Classic Crust Pizza, 2 for $7. Visit your neighborhood Family Dollar and save more.
All right, check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 36 years at wattscopy.com.
All right, we've got clouds. clouds today. Maybe a slight chance of precipitation. We've got a high 47, low 37. 43 the high tomorrow, down to 34. A 90% chance of showers. Winds up to 22 miles per hour on Halloween. Rainy, windy, snowy.
Man.
High 37, low 24. It looks like you a said, high of 44 on Friday.
You said
30.
40. You said winds on Halloween night, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There goes the costumes.
I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
And
we've been there.
Yeah.
It's not as fun.
So the temperature's currently at 37 with the clouds on ESPN 93.5.
Houlihan's Restaurant south of the State Farm Center. Tuesday nights are fun.
What a terrific place to go. iHotel and Conference Center also booking holiday parties. You'll want to think about that, too. 1900 South 1st Street is where they're located. And on Tuesday evenings, 5:30 to 7:30, they always have a performer. Today, it's Chris Hartley. The happy apps and drink specials are from 4 to 6 and 9 to close all day on Sunday. And for game day Sunday, you enjoy brunch. You can have a snack in the bar and watch some of the games. It's terrific between 9 and 2. And with Dad's Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
Houlihan's should be buzzing. It should be a great place to go.
Go say hey to Sam, our good friend, Houlihan's Restaurant, south of State Farm, all part of the iHotel Conference Center and Houlihan's Restaurant. A e-sprayer from CMI on Bloomington Road. If you're in charge of keeping your business clean and germ-free, we're getting into that time now where we're inside. You might want to investigate the e-sprayer. This technology is great for business, schools, assisted living, gym facilities, radio stations. Call CMI at 217-359-6262 today. Call them today, Betsy and Brad Parks. For more information or schedule a demo, CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. ESPN 93.5, our good friend Boyd Matheson writes for the Deseret News. He's in Salt Lake City, Utah. We just had a... I have a travel company, too, Boyd, Stevie J Travel. They just went through Utah and rave reviews. My wife had said the same thing. Utah is like best-kept secret in America, maybe, Boyd?
I think it is the best-kept secret in America. And although on a day like today, I actually drove in the snow this morning.
Oh,
so.
Dear. Well, there's always Florida. I would probably go to Florida over California right now. Okay, multiple-choice quiz, Boyd. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
After al-Baghdadi was killed, which of the following was the CNN.com headline? West kills al-Baghdadi. B, ISIS leader dead. C, 41 most shocking lines from Donald Trump.
I think it was C.
Yeah, that's right. Ding, ding, ding. That's not journalism, Boyd. Come on. 41 most shocking lines from Donald Trump after the comparable to Osama bin Laden dead. It's a bad man. That now, what it does to the fight, maybe stalls it for a bit. Symbolic. I mean, they're going to recalculate, reformulate. There's always somebody to take over. But by all accounts, it was a victory for civilization, wasn't it?
Oh, no question about that. And I even go all the way back to George W. Bush and his speech before Congress the day after 9/11. And he talked about it. He says, hey, look, we're going to go after this, but this is a long, long, long road because we're not fighting against a specific nation state. We're fighting against an ideology. And so, you know, to discount any of it is irresponsible and reckless, because we do have to take the victories when they come, because we also have to recognize what that represents. What that represents is that America was leading, that America was coordinating with allies and alliances, as we always have to do in these kinds of situations, that we have extraordinary people in our intelligence operations. We have brave men and women that carry out these operations. And all of that resulted in an America that was a little safer and a little better at the end of the day.
I sometimes have an idea every 10 minutes, okay? And I'm not saying they're all good, but I wonder how without the power of God and the changing the hearts of men, I don't have a solution for this. They're, you know, if I think you, Boyd, are the worst man in the world and are going to harm my family, I might want to get you too. But the problem is I'm believing falsehoods. I don't get the truth. A lot of these families have nothing. They have no money, but they also have a false narrative on who I am here. I mean, there's bad in the West. There is. There's, you know, greed and all the bad things we all try and avoid. But for the most part, we're a pretty good nation. And I don't think they think that at all because they think we're the devil.
Yeah, and that's the challenge. That's where education and real knowledge, the truth, ultimately has to prevail. And that's a very, you know, step-by-step, person-by-person kind of combat because you are changing hearts and minds. And the thing that's interesting to me is one of the things that I think we often fail to do in our foreign policy is we often try to go into these areas where maybe we have a little foothold of democracy or freedom. And so we dump a bunch of money in and try to prop it up. And of course, we've done that in places like Venezuela and Cuba and mm-hmm. you know, you can go on down the list. But the problem is the thing that actually drives freedom is entrepreneurship and opportunity. That's the whole key. I mean, we always talk about the founding fathers as these, you know, great and wonderful men and women, and they surely were. But at their core, they were really just a bunch of entrepreneurs who were tired of a big oppressive government that was taxing them too much, regulating them too much, and being way too involved in their lives. And so what we have to remember is regardless of where it is in the world, the more we can help create institutions that support entrepreneurs and opportunity, that's the best path. Because otherwise, you just see these cycles, and we see this particularly in South America, where we've dumped in a bunch of money, propped up a little democracy, it starts sliding back towards socialism, we dump in a bunch more, we create a new ally, we prop them back up for a little bit, and it's this endless cycle, and we got to change that game.
You know, again, a victory for the West, a victory for civilization with the death of this man. But, you know, it brings into play, okay, so we don't want to be the policemen of the world. Can they do it without us?
Yeah, I think there's two parts to that, because I think that's a false choice. I start to cringe a little on this, you know, policemen for the world thing, because I think there have been times in the past where we have tried to do that. But to me, there's a difference between being a policeman for the world and being a leader that the world will follow. Mm. That's what we can really do, because we can do that based on a set of principles and a set of values and a republic that actually allows people to have upward mobility and choose their own version of whatever their dream might be. And that's where we really have to lead it. It's not about policing the world. It's about leading. And it's leading on principle.
Yeah, great point. Boyd Matheson, Deseret News. Tell me about your thoughts on the impeachment. What I said 10 minutes ago, I said the reason they're in hot pursuit of Donald Trump is they're not sure they can beat him. And I said, based on what I've seen, there's nothing impeachable here. And that if you're going to go this deep into pointing fingers, you could probably point at every single president we've ever had and said they did something. You could probably stretch it and say, yeah, I've got to impeach him. If you start impeaching based on how you like a man or woman, isn't that a bad precedent?
Yeah, it's a really dangerous precedent. And I think the things that we have to watch for, here's the thing that I'm looking at. I think it's really fascinating. One, I think the Republicans made a bad play, again, just strategically, by just complaining about the rules and the process. Now, process matters. It's got to be transparent. But as a good college football coach always says, you know, if you're complaining about the rules and the referee, you're probably losing. Mm. And I think that was a losing argument for the Democrats, for the Republicans. I think on the Democratic side, I think you're right. I think they are very worried about where they're headed. And if the economy continues to hum along, it becomes very difficult for them to take out the president. I think they have to also start looking at the opposite side of that. In other words, if they become the impeachment party, if the face of the Democratic Party is Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff rather than their own candidate for president, that's a losing scenario. I think for the president, the key for the president is he needs to embark on what I call the northbound train. he just has to be focused on the American agenda. So he had a nice win with al-Baghdadi. Now we only got 12 days until we're facing another government shutdown or more likely a continuing resolution. But the president needs to focus solely on the agenda and just drive it, because that creates more distance between the Republicans and the Democrats, where the president can then say, well, look, the Democrats are just, they're mired in this small ball political hunt. We're over here doing the work of the American people and creating opportunity for everyone. And so I worry the president's getting bogged down in it a little bit. He's got to be northbound train. Everybody better get on, because this is where the future is for the country.
Yeah.
And that's how he wins in 2020.
Does Nancy Pelosi's vote on Thursday change the dynamic?
No, it's mostly symbolic. It's mostly just to take that talking point of the rules away, which if I were Nancy Pelosi, I'd leave it. Because a lot of the Republicans are falling into the trap. So I think it's mostly symbolic. It does set up a couple of things in terms of transferring, transcriptions of depositions, things from the Intelligence Committee to the Judiciary Committee. So there's a few procedural things. There's a few transparency things in there, but not a whole lot at the end of the day.
Boyd Matheson writes for Deseret News. He's former chief of staff for Mike Lee, great senator. America lives within the parenthesis of a crazy idea. How do people find that and all your writing? Boyd, it's terrific.
They can go to Deseret.com, D-E-S-E-R-E-T, Deseret.com, and they can follow me on Twitter at Boyd Matheson.
Well, listen, thank you for bringing sense to a crazy world, my friend.
Always great to be with you, Stevie J. Have a good one.
That's Boyd Matheson in Salt Lake City this morning, DeseretNews.com. He's really good. ESPN 93.5, we'll take a peek at your sports headlines coming up. Check your sports headlines this morning. World Series Game 6. It's a must win for the Washington Nationals. Otherwise, it's over.
And it's down in Houston tonight. Astros are up 3-2. They'll use Justin Verlander. And, boy, is he good. Steven Strasburg,
he's never won a World Series game.
Okay.
He struggled a little bit in this stage. Oh, he is really struggling the first inning. If you see Justin Verlander get out of the first inning, it's game on. But he struggles in that first inning. We'll see what happens. Steven Strasburg, but, it's a must-win. If they get this thing to Game 7, it'll be the first time ever there's a potential that a home team's never won a home game in a World Series. It's never happened.
Wow.
In the history of baseball.
Well, I've noticed that in the first 5 games. Every time there's a host team, they never win.
The road team has won every game, and that's never happened in a World Series.
NFL action last night. Pittsburgh beat Miami, of course, with Miami not winning anything yet this season. 27-14 was the final. Dolphins lost yesterday again. Exhibition game for our Illini against Lewis. Of course, we're not talking about the scrimmage that we had against South Carolina Gamecocks. I guess I didn't realize that our Illini head coach, Brad Underwood, was the former assistant to Frank Martin.
Yep.
And that's just, they had a great relationship, so why not get the teams together for this scrimmage?
Yeah.
But a lot learned by both teams from what I'm hearing. And we're picked 5th in the Big Ten by CBS Sports.
Okay.
So pretty cool.
That's an NCAA spot.
Uh-huh.
If you're 5th in the Big Ten, you're going dancing. That's the goal.
Illinois Rutgers game 2:30. The game the next week in East Lansing against Michigan State will be a 2:30 start. So taking note of that. NBA action last night had the Pacers lost to Detroit 96-94. The Bulls lost against the New York Knicks. 105-98 was the final. David Ross, officially the manager now, with Theo Epstein making comments about, he's not necessarily a yes man, but we all know he's a yes man.
Well, yeah. If you have to say it, you are.
Okay, gotcha. NHL action tonight. The Blackhawks are at Nashville. I was taking note of some of the football games in the playoffs coming into this weekend.
High school playoff?
Yeah. Cumberland is at Fisher in 1A. 2A, we have Tri-County. I can't read my writing. I'm so sorry. Villa Grove Heritage is at Nashville. We have SJO at Williamsville. And Clinton is at Unity at 2. And in 6A, Danville is at Glenwood. So some great competition as we continue on in playoff action after the season. So good stuff.
Well, good luck to all of our area teams. High school playoffs start this weekend. And it'll be very high school fall November weather. National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. We are just closing out that. But just so you know, almost 18 million Americans are victims to identity theft. Two-thirds of identity theft victims reported direct financial loss as a result. And it's devastating. I mean, even if you don't lose all your money and you can reclaim it, getting your identity back and all the problems and the trail takes forever. What dangers do consumers face? Social engineering thieves will fish, is what it's called, P-H-I-S-H, or phishing, pretending to be somebody else. You open it up, bam, they get in, hacking, data breach. Password protect your devices. Never log into financial accounts in a public Wi-Fi. A little thing comes up. Busey wants you to know all this because Busey is all about informing and making sure you go to Busey.com and take a look at their Information Security Center. Busey.com has a whole bunch of resources. But check it out. Go to Busey.com, check out the Information Security Center, and learn about identity theft. It's all from your friends from Busey. They've been around over 150 years. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. Dr. Todd Likens on Tuesdays. Coming up next, our veterinarian friend. If you have a dog or cat question, 359-2255. Be right back.
Algae.
National Weather Service.
Clouds and a high 47, 37 hour low tonight. Rainy conditions tomorrow, high 43, low 34. 37 the high as we wrap up October with rain, wind, and possibly snow, low 24 in the evening. I'm sorry, I'm just not ready for this at all. Bringing in November, we've got some sunshine on Friday, high 44. Actually, mid to lower 40s all weekend with partly cloudy conditions. So it should be great as the dads come into town for the UOI. Right now, the temperature's at 38 on ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure. Talk of doggies, cats, pets in general. Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro. He's in Madison, Kirby, and Champaign. Also has the English cream, the, quote, goldens. That's how they're listed in America. But they're English cream, they're white goldens, and they're mellow yellow. Also next to the police station of Muhammad. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing good this morning. You know, speaking about mellow, they're all sound asleep here today.
Mm. Yeah, and you've got a young bunch. It's kind of the young crowd now.
Yeah,
right?
I switched from boys to girls lately, so I've got a bunch of the girls are enjoying working for a little bit. The boys are staying home playing, jumping the fence, making Gina crazy.
I was gonna say, how's Gina feel about you letting Bruce stay home?
She loves Bruce. She says he just gets up and just starts carrying on like he's, you know, got a lot to say and talks to her all day long. So she's enjoying
okay,
it.
He looks cranky, but he's just wanting love. He just wants you to hug.
He is. That's all he wants. He wants attention.
He just wants attention, but if you pet anybody else, it's over. It's Dino.
You'll pay for it.
Yeah. Okay, lumps. I've got some of those going on right now.
Yep.
What are good lumps? What are bad lumps on our dogs?
Yep. We always talk about the monthly check. And let me start out here saying that's one of the difference in our grooming services is my groomers know to look for lumps and we'll bring it to your attention. So that's an extra free service you get for coming here with your for grooming. But there are good lumps and bad lumps. So you should be checking your dog every month. First of all, you want to look at the color. Anything black should be looked at because that's melanoma stuff. You know, not all black lumps or melanomas, but that's definitely one you want to stay ahead of.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of look at lumps. Soft lumps are generally good. Hard, fast-growing, irregular-shaped lumps are ones that should be brought to your vet's attention. One of the most common tumors that dogs get are mast cell tumors, and those can be quite bad, too. But they can look like a real nothing kind of lump, but it's a firm lump. And, again, that's something a vet should check out because the sooner you get on stuff like melanomas and mast cell tumors, the better off you are.
Yeah. Charlie and Bella just got groomed, so I'm sure Walter, because I'm feeling some things on Bella, but they feel soft. So
yeah, they fat lumps are by far the most common things we get, lipomas, and those are really nothing to worry about. Now, we can, on lumps, if we have doubts or if you want more peace of mind, we can do things like needle aspirates where we mm-hmm. put a needle into it and take a few cells out and send it off to be analyzed.
Okay.
And those can kind of give us some security. But you got to remember, when you're not dealing with the whole lump, they can still be wrong on these aspirates.
Yeah.
The only surefire way to know what you're dealing with is take the lump out.
Okay.
Other than that, you're relying on experience and needle aspirate type things, small sample size type things.
Why is Diane's dog barking more at people?
Yeah, she'll run up to the window or bay window and jump up there when people are walking their dog by. Of course, she's defensive, I'm sure, but it just seems more aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, this alarm behavior. Again, my favorite trainer is Zach George on YouTube. He's got tons of videos. So, okay, look what's happening here. Somebody's walking up. She barks. The person walks on by. They go away. Aha! Barking makes the person go away.
Oh, okay.
So it's a reinforced behavior type thing.
Mm.
So, and that takes, again, that's a training issue.
Okay.
Probably a little more. It'd probably take me 10 minutes to go into that. But
well, and so it happens in my house all the time. You bark at the crock pot, boom, pot roast, boom, they're happy. So they bark at
I've
the crock pot.
Yeah, I've had people that had the dog barks at the bus that goes by every 20
Isn't
minutes.
Is that right?
Okay.
Charlie knows that big old black thing that sits in that silver container has good stuff in it. Plus, he's a bloodhound, man. He can smell that thing a mile away.
I think when he was a puppy, I think he enjoyed watching cooking shows.
He did. In fact, he watches his now likes the British one. No, he loves cooking shows. Okay, always a pleasure. How do people reach out to Dr. Todd? A $20 wash nail clip and also check for bumps is unbelievable. Nobody does $20, Todd.
Yeah, I know that. And it's like that's, you know, you got to come here and try us and you'll fall in love with us and you'll come back for everything.
Well, and the Taste of the Wild premium dog food, you're at least $4 or $5 less than anywhere.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I've put that on hold until the FDA we get more clearance on what's going on with this heart issue.
Oh.
So I'm not selling any foods currently because it's too crazy out there right now to figure out which food is good.
Oh.
And my recommendation of the foods right now, keep switching brands. Don't do two or three on a rotation basis.
I missed that story.
Yeah.
So
I think you were
talking about
it. Yeah,
there's a link between some of the things in the grain freeze that are causing heart disease.
Oh, dear.
Right.
Okay.
So I can't recommend grain freeze totally.
You're hanging low,
Charlie. I'd switch.
Rotate a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Rotate right now is my recommendation.
Okay.
Todd, appreciate always. Again, how do people reach out and find you?
Hey, just call us, 355-PETS, 586-PETS, or email me at petprovet@gmail.com.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
All right, see you guys.
Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro, Madison, Kirby, and Champaign
Good
by
stuff.
The police station in Mahomet. News is next. How do you know you're being scammed online? Stand by. That's next.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
When Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers get tested, will this team not be tested? Will Aaron Rodgers' buy-in not be a problem? Will Aaron Rodgers at some point turn on LaFleur? We've seen it happen in the past, and therein lies my doubts, man. That's where it's born, and that's where it lives, and that's why I don't buy in totally. But in order to test this relationship, in order to test Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, in order to test whether or not Aaron Rodgers will be a Rick, and whether or not to test this relationship really survives adverse circumstances, it's going to take 2-3 punches. One won't do it. It's not going to be one loss. It's can it survive 2 or 3 losses? Can it survive a real downturn, real doubts? And I don't know the answer to that, because that's when we'll know whether or not this team will survive adversity in the playoffs. That's when we'll know exactly how far this team will go.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
How do smart, hardworking roofing contractors keep jobs running smoothly? They save time with Beacon. The Beacon Pro Plus app features online ordering, automated rebate tracking, and online bill pay. Choose products like high-quality CertainTeed shingles and accessories. Easily find the style, color, and quantity, and let the app do the ordering for you. With Beacon Pro Plus, order 24/7 from anywhere. You work hard, now work smarter. Download the free app at beaconproplus.com.